There are certain subjects, certain situations, certain kind of questions that we can get asked that no matter what, they kind of push the buttons with inside of us, that they kind of evoke a sense of emotion, and they try to get us kind of trapped into a situation. And that's exactly what Jesus has going on in the gospel today. It says the Pharisees tried to trap Jesus. And they ask him about, you know, can you pay the temple tax? The way Jesus responds to the situation is brilliant, and it's an example for us. Because before he responds, it says simply, knowing their malice, he asks them a question. Knowing their malice. In other words, when Jesus saw the situation, he knew they didn't come to him with a pure heart. They knew that there was something deeper, that they were trying to trap him. How do we respond when people come to us and it's a difficult situation, a situation that pushes our buttons? I think one of the forms that often happens with kids when it comes to pushing our buttons is a game called the copycat game. And I think the copycat game goes like this. It's at home on a quiet Saturday morning, and all of a sudden one of the kids says, "Do you want to go play football?" And the other kid responds back, "Do you want to go play football? Do you want to go play Do you want to go play football? Stop doing that. Stop doing that. Stop it. I'm going to tell mom. I'm going to tell mom." And then it kind of goes on. And then finally the child kind of thinks, "Oh, I know what I'll do. I'll say, Matthew's not cool." And then they have to say Matthew's, they have to say it against themselves. And it goes on and on. And then how do we end up ultimately getting out of that situation? Obviously a fight breaks out, right? Obviously there's got to be fighting and there's punching and it's not good. What makes that situation go? What makes the copycat situation keep going is that both people participate in it. If the one person stops, "Yep, I know what's going on here, I'm going to walk away," the game dies immediately, right? The annoying stops immediately. It takes two people to participate. It takes two to participate. And so often in our lives, how often does that happen? Where we get into a situation, and instead of walking away, instead of the person that speaks truth, what do? We copy the behavior of the other person. So when we're offended and they say something to us and they raise their voice, we raise our voice. When they say something hurtful, then we say something hurtful. And it goes back and forth in our own families, in our society, in social media. We play the copycat game. What stops it? When someone says, "I'm going to stop participating. I'm going to walk away. I'm going to speak to you. I'm going to walk away." Why? Because it's a situation meant to trap us. It's pushing our buttons. Get rid of the buttons. It all goes away. So we pray for the grace, first of all, to know the buttons that we have, to know those sensitive areas that we have, to know the places that we can get trapped, and then to have the courage not to participate, but to walk away.